Hello, everybody, and welcome to this presentation of St. Lucie Mets Baseball on the Bally Live app, a new live video broadcast home of minor league baseball. If you aren't watching on Bally Live, download the free app today. That is a live look at Clover Park in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida, site of tonight's Florida State League ball game between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Dunedin Blue Jays, who are the single-A affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. Tonight, we have game four of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 6:10. And happy to report, we have sunny skies, warm temperatures, and no chance of rain for this Saturday night battle between the Mets and the Jays. The Mets are trying to even this series at two games apiece, while the Blue Jays are trying to win three of the first four games. How did we get here? Well, Dunedin won the first two on Wednesday and Thursday, and the Mets got a much-needed victory last night, 4-3. Welcome to the broadcast booth, everybody. Adam McDonald joined alongside by John DeStefano. John, big bounce-back win for the Mets last night. They did it kind of in an unconventional way. They used nothing but the home run ball on offense. Pitchers walked a lot of guys, hit a lot of guys, but didn't give up many runs.
No, but they did exactly what we asked for in the pregame. They had guys step up, take charge of the situation, and three big home runs from Jet Williams, Luis Castillo, and Dairon Campos were enough. But now we know baseball is a team game. So from here on out in this series, they have to focus on playing a full nine-inning game. That's first through the ninth inning. They can't let up. They've seen what happens when they get complacent. They lost a five-run lead earlier in their series. They can't let that happen again.
So, as we said, Mets trying to go 2-2 in the series. They did gain a game in the standings yesterday as Daytona blew a 3-0 lead late over in Tampa. So the Mets are 2.5 back to first place now, looking to continue to dig into that early second half deficit. We'll take a quick break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show on Bally Live. When we come back to Clover Park, we'll have a look around the Florida State League and a preview of tonight's pitching matchup between the Mets and the Blue Jays.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Those are tonight's umpires, Davian Fry behind the plate. You got Alex Lowry in the field. They are in discussion with the ABS guy upstairs. That was the thumbs up they can hear. That's good. We do have the challenge system tonight for the first time in the series. Let's take a look at the standings. We'll start in the East. You're going to see the overall standings, but I'm going to read you the second half standings. Daytona 5-1 in the second half. Jupiter 3-2, a game and a half back. Mets 2-3, 2.5 out. Palm Beach, first half winner, is 1-5, 4 back. It gets interesting in the West. I know it's early in the second half, but still interesting. As Clearwater, you see, they have the best record by far overall. They won the first half. They're also leading the second half with a 5-1 record. Bradenton, Dunedin, Fort Myers, Tampa, all 3-3, 2 games back. Lakeland, the Mets' next opponent, 1-5, 4 out. So just to give you an idea of what happens if Clearwater repeats in the second half, Then they go to the next best record overall. And as you can see, Bradenton leads that by just a game and a half over Fort Myers. But we still got a long way to go here in the FSL season. Other games around the league tonight and in the Mets organization, we have a couple of 6 o'clock starts. Lakeland at Fort Myers, no score in the top of the first. That game is underway. Jupiter at Palm Beach also at 6 o'clock. Jupiter leads that series 2-1. Daytona's at Tampa at 6:30. Clearwater at Bradenton at 6:30. Those are the other games in the FSL. As for the Mets system, Jersey Shore at Brooklyn in high A action. Mets-Phillies action there. Binghamton hosting Hartford. That's the Rockies affiliate. That's at 6:07. Syracuse gets going at 6:35 against Scranton-Wilkes-Barre. That's a Mets-Yankees matchup. And New York, 3 home runs in an inning earlier today, out to a 4-1 lead against the Giants. Justin Verlander has pitched well. Mets trying to get a W to start the month of July. And could not wait for June to be done with. St. Lucie Mets are taking the field, which means the national anthem is upon us. For that, we will send it to public address announcer Paulie Briggs. Now it's go time for the Mets and the Blue Jays. About to start game 4 of this 6-game series. Blue Jays lead the series 2-1 on a +5 run differential. Teams are going to meet 6 more times after this week, but we'll worry about that later. There's the Mets starting pitcher tonight, Joelmy Ramirez. The 21-year-old from San Juan de la Maguana in the Dominican Republic. He was signed by the Mets as an international free agent in 2019. This will be his 14th appearance of the year and his 6th start. He is 3-4 with a 3.86 ERA. Only on the mound for the Mets. The defense behind Ramirez features Vincent Perozzo doing the catching. At first base, Jose Hernandez. De Los Santos at second. Kevin Villavicencio at short. Wilfredo Lahr, who looked so good at the hot corner yesterday, back there again tonight. Dyrone Campos in left, Jet Williams in center, and Karel Paz is in right. The lineup for the Blue Jays features Tucker Thoman, the top prospect on the team, the Blue Jays' number 5 prospect, leading off in DHing. Manuel Beltre, after an off day, gets back in the action. He's at second. Ryan McCarty hits third. Roque Salinas, Jeffrey Whaler, Jaden Rudd. The middle three, Glenn Santiago, Victor Messia, Raquel Ben De Castro round out the order for the Jays. Here is Toman leading things off. Just 2 for 14 in the series so far. He's played in all the games. First pitch on the way. It's a fastball high and outside, and we're underway. First pitch right on time, 6:10. It's 87 degrees and partly cloudy. The ballpark tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Second pitch fastball at 91, a strike. It's 1-1. A cutter inside corner 87. 1-2. Toman yesterday went 1-for-4, struck out to end the game. The Mets won 4-3. Fastball, foul tip, good squeeze, strike three. Ramirez begins his outing with the strikeout.
It's a nice opening sequence there from Ramirez. Had a rough go of it in June, but has put together back-to-back decent starts to close the month. So he's been more of what we've been used to seeing from him lately.
Well, entering June, he led the league in ERA and had a rough outing against Fort Myers on the road. Didn't have a great month, but John, you and Josh were down the road in Jupiter for his last start on Sunday. So I had the day off. It was a doubleheader game one that he pitched extremely well in, but unfortunately took a 1-0 loss.
Yeah, one of his best outings of the year. He just gave up 3 hits in 5 innings, but, you know, baseball, a cruel game sometimes. Didn't get any run support.
A blooper. That's going to be a tough play, but Ramirez is the one to make it. Well, it was Joelmi or nobody. Seen a couple of Mets pitchers this series field their own pop-ups.
And you love to see him off the mound. Nice hustle there. Good job to dodge the running, the base runner there, and make the second put out to help his own cause.
And 2 quick outs, and it brings up Ryan McCarty. Game number 3 out of 4 for him in the series. And he's 2 for 7. The triple and a single. This ball bounces foul for strike one. Mets enter the day with a 26-44 overall record. That's only half game behind Lakeland now. Or 9th out of 10th in the league. Dunedin missed out on a chance to get back to 500 yesterday. They are 35-37 overall. Dunedin 3-3 in the second half. Mets 2-3. Mets still have that suspended game from Sunday hanging out there. Swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch, and it's 0-2. By the way, that suspended game, game 2 of a doubleheader against Jupiter, will be resumed on July 14th, first day out of the All-Star break. So, then we'll be back to even along with the rest of the league. One and two on McCarty. Ramirez looking for a quick first inning, just like Jordani Ventura did yesterday. Breaking ball lined and snared at third base by Wilfredo Lara. He can do it all, that Wilfredo Lara. And it's a 1-2-3 inning. Get another look. Lara's so good at third base, surprisingly so. Filling in for the injured Jacob Reimer. Mets will swing the sticks for the first time tonight when we come back on Bally Live.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Left-hander Kendry Rojas is the starting pitcher for Dunedin, just 20 years old from Cuba. This is his 12th game and his 8th start. He has struck out 48 in 47 innings, 3-3 record, a 3.42 ERA. As for the lineup that Rojas will be facing, not too many changes from the top four. Exact same, actually. Jet Williams, Kevin Villavicencio, Wilfredo Lahr, Vincent Perozzo from yesterday. Jose Hernandez, who is 10 for his last 32, hits fifth. De Los Santos Campos batting seventh with the two-run home run yesterday. Break the tie. Correll Paz. And then Scott Oda returned from Brooklyn yesterday. Had a late flight in the lineup today. He took the place of the injured Eduardo Salazar, who has a fractured thumb and is on the injured list. First pitch from Rojas is a ball high to Williams, who started the game off with a bang yesterday, a solo home run to lead it off. Let's see what he has for an encore. It's the first batter out of the gate for the Mets tonight. Now, feels like it's been a minute since Jet has taken a walk. Stuck on 47 for a few games. That strike gets over at 91. 3-1. Correction, 2-1. Williams yesterday, not just a home run, but also legged out an infield hit, went 2-for-4 from the leadoff spot. Let's this ball pass, a slider, and it's a 3-1 count.
Yeah, despite getting on his usual way with the free passes, he's had a nice series. He's gone 3-for-12 after a 2-for-4 day yesterday.
3-1 pitch, he lays off and takes ball 4 high. Fast man aboard to start things off for the Mets. Talk about Jet being stuck on 47 walks for a hot minute. He's also been stuck on 19 stolen bases. He's still top 10 in the league, but for a while he was up to 4. Now he's down to 8th. Let's see if he tries to go early, although he's got Rojas looking right at him. Here's Villavicencio. He had a hit in the first inning yesterday as well. He's thrown out trying to stretch it to a double. Goes to first base. That'll be stepped on by McCarty. Throw to second. Safe. Jet beat the tag by the shortstop DeCastro. Not a very good throw by McCarty, the first baseman.
No, he does everything else right here. Good job with the glove, able to step on first quickly, but airmails the throw and just really didn't leave his shortstop much choice there, but had to protect that ball from going into center field. Couldn't apply a quick tag.
So Villavicencio can call it a productive out. Advances the runner. One down for Wilfredo Lahr. Checks his swing. But not far enough.
I've seen a couple of tight calls on some check swings already in this series. But they have been consistent.
Lahr went 1-for-4 last night, a single in the first inning. That extended his hit streak to a season-high 6. Slider for strike 2 on the corner. No score, 1 out. Runner on second for the Mets in the bottom of the first. Rojas throws one away. It's a wild pitch. Overturns the on-deck circle. Williams, a wide turnaround. Third will go back. Bad pitch by Rojas, and now that gives the Mets a chance to score a run without necessarily a hit. Infield's going to come in for the Blue Jays, even though it's early. 2-2 pitches swung on and missed. Lara goes down swinging. Can't bring in Williams. That's the second out.
Number 13, catcher Vincent Barroso.
That wipeout slider.
It's a good pitch to a good power hitter who is susceptible to those breaking pitches.
I'm going to say it, John. That, I mean, obviously he's not the same stature in size or talent, we don't think. But just that way he came across with that wipeout slide, that looked like Randy Johnson. It's that devastating pitch that just goes, starts up high and out to righties and ends up down and in at the feet. So it's a tall task here for Perozzo. Lefty-lefty matchup. And he will sky it into left. Santiago backpedaling makes the catch for the last out of the first. And the Mets miss out on the chance to bring home Williams from third base with one out. Both teams come off empty in the first inning.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Adam McDonald, John DeStefano back at Clover Park with you for inning number two. Roque Salinas, Jeffrey Wehler, Jaden Rudd, the scheduled hitters. See the Mets wearing their military appreciation jerseys tonight. They wore those on Thursday, up for auction now. StLucieMets.com/auction. They will benefit the VVA Chapter 556, Veterans Health and Wellness Fund, help military veterans here locally on the Treasure Coast. Bidding starts at $75. I do like the camo socks that Jawome Ramirez has gone with tonight. Very unique. One and one on Salinas. Salinas in this series is 3-for-12. Slashes that one foul. Line drive left field towards Campos over his head. Got a bad read. Struggles with it even further in left field. It'll be a double for Salinas. Campos looked like he initially went the wrong direction.
Yeah, I just didn't see this one well off the bat at all. Came in for a ball that it was hit well over his head. Then we started fading back. Just didn't have enough pace behind him to catch up to that ball as it tailed away.
Well, it's not your usual defensive alignment in the outfield. Campos in left, Jett Williams in center, and Paz in right. There's Jett's naturally a shortstop, although we do like him in center field. But with Lara moving in at third base, might be just like a trickle-down effect. Here's a line drive, base hit up the middle. That'll bring home Salinas, and it's 1-0. De Los Santos gave it a dive in the pie slice out of his range. It's a base knock and an RBI for Jeffrey Wehler. 1-0 Blue Jays.
It's nice work by Wehler to attack the first pitch. Figured he'd get a ball over a plate with a pitcher trying to establish the strike zone with a man on base. Slaps that back up the middle for the game's first run.
Look, we're not picking on anybody or saying that it might have turned out differently, but you know, you have usually a V of Asensio at second and a Paz or a Lara in left, and maybe the Mets get one of those two plays right there with one of those two, but maybe, maybe not. Jaden Rudd up next. Two hits right out of the box here for the Blue Jays. Rudd, the leadoff man for the first two games of the series. Runner goes, pitches a ball. Perozzo's throw is high. Good snag by Villavicencio. At least prevents an error and Wehler going to third, but a stolen base, and Blue Jays have certainly been active in the stolen base department this week. That's their 13th stolen base in 15 tries.
Yeah, they continue to force the issue, and with that kind of success rate, they'll keep running for the rest of the series.
And a balk has just been called on Ramirez, so Wehler's going to third.
Just everything going wrong right now for Ramirez, and Perozzo out to have a conference. But right now he's going to need to settle his pitcher down because the Blue Jays are threatening again with a man on third. And still haven't gotten anybody out yet.
You don't want to concede a run here, of course, but you know, if you're Ramirez at this point after this mound visit, you almost have to treat this like, all right, now the inning is starting. You just get three outs. If a run scores and it's 2-0, so be it, but focus on just getting the next three batters out. I think you can look to the way Saul Garcia pitched the seventh inning yesterday. And he gave up that leadoff hit by pitch. There was a wild pitch, a stolen base, RBI single, and then he got three guys out in a row, and the Mets went on to win. Didn't let that spiral. Here's a challenge, and it's going to stay a ball. So Perozzo uses an early challenge and is wrong. So the Mets enter the game with three challenges, now have two remaining the rest of the game. 3-0 pitch is popped foul, so Rudd took a shot, 3-0. Pitch misses outside at 83, changeup fades off the plate. All three batters who have come up in the inning have reached. A double, a single, and a walk. At the corners, with nobody out for Glenn Santiago. Early struggles here for Joelmeet Ramirez after he got through the first inning, 1-2-3.
Yeah, just a 1-0 game right now, but this is a crucial spot in this game with two men on and no one out.
Runner goes, pitches line, deep right field, long run for Paz. He's going to get there, make the catch. Spin around, throw to first. Ball will trickle in, run will score. It's 2-0. A sack fly for Santiago as Wehler scores.
Well, like you said earlier, Adam, you can't worry about that run scoring now if you're Ramirez. You do have a man on base that potentially opens up the double play. And you're going to try and get out of this inning with as limited damage as you can.
Off the bat, that ball looked like it was going to be big trouble. And that wind, which has been blowing in from right field all week, might have helped knock that down for Paz to make a play. One down, Ramirez will check in on Rudd. Again, Rudd tried to steal, but had to go back on that sack fly. Victor Messia, the catcher, is the batter. Rudd's twitching like he might go. Does not. Fastball right down the pipe. Messi appeared in game one of the series. The 9-5 Blue Jays went on Wednesday. He went 1-for-4 with a single, batting in the eighth spot. Rudd's going to run. There he goes. Pitch is a foul tip. No throw by Perozzo. Couldn't get a grasp. Ball rattled into his mitt. No grip. Another stolen base. 2-for-2 in the inning for the Blue Jays. There goes the hope of a potential double play ball. But it's 0-2 on Messier. Fastball too high at 89. Two slider. That missed in. The Mets are already using a challenge this inning. Rosa won't try another. Two slider grounded hard to third. Lara up with it, checks the runner. A dart to first for the second out. Another fine play at third base by Wilfredo Lara. And we really did not know he was capable of playing third base. He was subbed in for an injured Jacob Reimer last week in Jupiter. And our initial thought was, oh boy, got a guy who hasn't played third, rushed in there. He's looked every bit the part. That was a fairly routine play, but you never know. For him to convert it, good on him. Two down. And here's a ground ball foul from the nine hitter, Raquel Bendicastro.
Yeah, it's such a luxury to have a player like Lara that you can just plug and play whenever you need someone to take over for an injured player. You know, no one is going to take over as well as Jacob Reimer could. That's definitely their best guy at third base, but Lara has been up to the task in a really good fill-in job.
Speaking of Jacob Reimer, he was on the field earlier today in uniform. He's down there in the dugout receiving his award from the St. Lucie Met Booster Club for the Player of the Month on the team in June. Had a great June. Over 1,000 OPS. It's a shame that it ended Vinay Elston. Another chance for Lara. Good stab. Good throw. Alfredo Lara has recorded 3 outs at the hot corner today. First 3 batters reach. The first 2 score, an early 2-0 lead for the Jays at Clover Park.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
7-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Fans, a reminder to chat with us throughout the game on our Bally Live Crowd Zone. Join the conversation. Crowd zones active early. Some usual suspects and some new friends are in the crowd zone tonight. So we start the second inning with Jose Hernandez at the plate. He will take ball one from Rojas. Jose, 10 for 32 in his last 10 games with a couple of home runs and 9 walks. He's really been an on-base machine in his last 10. A nice surprise coming over from the complex side. And Rojas fools him with the fastball at 91. That fastball looks live coming out of his hand as Jose will use his timeout. One-two pitch. Just missed outside at 84. Called third strike on the inside corner at 92. No challenge. And is down looking to start the second. I guess. I'm going to look that one up. See if it really was a strike. A swing and a miss from De Los Santos. That's just the way the offense is constructed, the roster right now. It's a lot of lefties. Going to be a tough assignment for these guys tonight against this lefty Rojas. De Los Santos takes a strike, too. Strike out to Jose Hernandez. Was that a strike or not? I'm going to tell you. As De Los Santos goes down swinging, that certainly is a strikeout. Oh, yeah. Strike three to De Los Hernandez was certainly in the zone by a lot. Two up, two down, three strikeouts in the last four batters. Dairon Campos, last night's offensive hero for the Mets, at the plate. Swing wildly for strike one. He broke a 2-2 tie in the sixth inning with a two-out, two-run homer. Inning started with an error. Mets ended up making Pat Gallagher and the Blue Jays pay for that one. Campos cannot check a swing, goes around, and Rojas has a chance for a 1-2-3 inning. Misses on this changeup down and away. Dairon Campos has been a nice addition to the Mets, back from the Complex League. Went 3-for-7 in the first two games back with the home run, a double. Three runs driven in, two runs scored in two games since coming back to St. Lucie. Time called by Campos, and he uses one and only. Hard ground ball foul. That'll rattle around deep out to left. We'll pause while Santiago goes to retrieve. See on the chat that our in-stadium friend Tango Whiskey said he's not here tonight. Oh, no. Who's going to keep us abreast of the movements of the mayor of Clover Park, Kenny Sauer? I see Kenny down there. Whiskey Tango says he'll be back tomorrow. He's obviously listening and watching on Valley Live. Campos swings and misses. A dominant inning turned in by Rojas. He strikes out the side. And he has K'd for the last five Mets hitters. Two hitless innings for him and a 2-0 lead through two for the Jays.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucimets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undate tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
And watching on Bally Live, we are getting set to start the third inning at Clover Park in Game 4 of a six-game series. Programming note, tomorrow a 12-10 start, and then Monday, not an off day, game day, 6-10. First pitch swinging is Tolman. He pops it up into the stands. Heads up. This is the second time through the order for Joelmy Ramirez. He got the top three hitters, no problems in the first inning. And struggled through the second. First three reached, last three retired. It's a squibber foul, and it's nothing and two on Toman. And struck out swinging. The only strikeout first time through the order. Ramirez, not a high strikeout pitcher. An efficient guy as this one sent back foul. That five-inning start last Sunday, he only threw 56 pitches. No two pitches, a bouncer to first. That's going to go foul. Probably would have kept pitching in that game. It was only a seven-inning game, and Sean Reed Foley was on rehab assignment, had to get his inning in. So Reed Foley pitched the sixth. So Ramirez on regular rest, fresh arm. And a deep battle here with Toman, who keeps providing souvenirs for the crowd down below. Head on a swivel, folks. 0-2, back foot fastball. But the way Clover Park is constructed, as high as it rises with the wall on the suite level, the press level, and there's ricochet shots back to the seats below, sometimes onto the field. And sometimes like that, you're walking in the parking lot and a ball might hit you. Over the roof.
Had that happen to me during a practice game earlier this season.
Really?
I was walking my way out to the parking lot, I got hit on the heel with a foul ball.
Oh, no.
First time in my life that ever happened.
Workers' comp.
Oh, yeah.
Another foul. Toman just won't go down, and Ramirez already threw one waste pitch. Not throwing another. Foul.
You know the odds on that, Adam? Catching a foul ball at a baseball game?
I do not.
I've actually looked this up. It's about 1 in 1,000.
Look at that Zach Hample character.
Oh, don't tell him that.
Yeah.
He's greatly increased his odds throughout the years. What's he have, 5,000 baseballs now or something?
Sorry,
like that?
I even brought it up. Ground ball to short. Villavicencio finally retires Toman. It's 4 in a row retired. What are the odds of getting hit in the parking lot and the heel on a foul ball? 1 in 1,000 catching one. That's got to be 1 in 2,000 getting pegged in the foot. Manuel Beltre is up, and he will bounce one towards Lara. A fourth put out for Lara. Yes. Two up, two down.
Number 22, first baseman, Ryan McCarty.
Well, Lara's certainly getting a lot of practice at third. Here is McCarty, who lined out to Lara the first time up. Ramirez, a good bounce back inning forming. Pop up, shallow right. Who wants it? It's De Los Santos, the second baseman. 5-6 straight now retired by Joelmy Ramirez. Just that hiccup to start the second. 2-0 Dunedin, mid three.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Correll Pass, Scott Oda, a couple of lefties, and then Jet Williams. Again, tough sledding here for the Mets against this lefty, Kendry Rojas, as Paz takes a called strike. It's just the way the Mets are right now. Got that crazy Daytona team up there. They have like nine lefties in a lineup at a given time. Pop up into foul territory. Catcher Messia puts it away. One down. And this is easy pickings right now for Rojas. That's about as hard as he's had to work tonight. Is that run over there in foul ground.
He has not been taxed otherwise, just cruising through this Mets lineup.
There's a great note on Rojas. This is not the first time the St. Lucie Mets team has seen him. That's the first time these guys have seen him. As Rojas started game one of the championship series last year in Dunedin, Mets roughed him up a bit in the first inning. Remember, they loaded the bases against him with no outs. He then struck out two in a row, almost got out of it. And then Raul Bercierta, the big fella, got a two-run hit. He received no decision in that game, but he looks a lot calmer and in control tonight than he did against that St. Lucie team, which, of course, had the likes of DeAndre Smith, Chase Estep, Kevin Parada, advanced college guys. Also more of a balanced lineup. The only Met in the starting nine tonight who appeared in that game. Uh-oh. You saw the tweak and the leg shake here. This is about the only thing that could derail Rojas at this time.
And just the last thing you want to see, a young pitcher trying to stretch out his step leg. Looks like he's grabbing his left or his right hamstring. Or right behind, right below the glute, upper hamstring.
Yeah, that's almost like the Jacob Reimer type area from a couple weeks ago. I don't know if he just tweaked something, a nerve pinch, cramp. See the trainer doing some work there. Look, teams are very, very careful with these pitchers, these prospects. So I don't think it's a given that they're just going to stretch him out and let him keep going. We'll see. But here's another look. He knew it right away. Right away. At the grimace, too.
Just really unfortunate to have happen, especially while he's going well. But, you know, this could have, you know, farther reaching complications than just this game. You hope he's all right. They're going to give him the ball back and let him try and pitch his way out of this. But they'll take a very close look at him to make sure he's all right if he's able to continue. But we will see.
Well, that pitch seemed okay. So maybe it was just a brief tweak. These warm-up throws, I know we don't have the angle, but they're not very accurate, but I don't think that's the main concern. Now, he's going to stay in. So it appears he just briefly tweaked himself. He needs one out, so if he gets that quickly, he can go back to the dugout and they can further evaluate.
Certainly appreciate the toughness and the willingness to continue. Definitely hope that's the last we've seen of that scary moment.
You know, he wants to continue with the way he's pitched. He's gone through the lineup one time. He's retired all but this man, Jet Williams, who he walked to start the game. Jet made it all the way to... Oh, Jet's going to challenge this called strike. This is a gamble. It's a strike. Now that Mets are down to two challenges. One challenge. So they're not good challenges tonight by Perozzo and Williams. They got one left the rest of the game. Now you like to save those for two strike counts. Or if you're a pitcher, try to avoid ball four. I don't want to really use one on the first pitch of an at-bat and be wrong. Williams will use his timeout. And he strikes out and falls down. Well now, Andrew Rojas probably wishing he had done this last time against the Mets in the playoffs. But tonight, he's retired 9 in a row. Five on strikeouts.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And John DeStefano tonight. Beautiful Saturday. No rain. Weather looks good tomorrow. Looks about a 50-50 on Monday, which, of course, is the day of all days we need great weather. We have a few thousand in the crowd on Monday for the big July 3rd fireworks extravaganza.
Just so excited for the biggest game of the year. So many families coming out, having a great time, enjoying some good food, some great baseball. All we need is some great weather.
Remember last year, it was July 3rd, was a Sunday, a rare 6-10 Sunday game. Great weather, it was hot, big crowd, and of course Jacob DeGrom on the mound, pitching for the first time in over a calendar year. throwing 100 miles an hour on the very first pitch. Robbie Robinson getting booed and cursed out when he took DeGrom out of the game in the second inning when he reached his pitch limit. But yeah, it would be tough to top that one. This ball is golf foul. But we will try. We'll try.
Now we're going to give it a really good go. There's, like you said, not much you can do about last year. That was just once-in-a-lifetime opportunity really here at Clover Park. But, you know, there'll be some fireworks on display. Oh.
Whoops. That's an out.
That's, Hernandez almost made a meal of that one down the first baseline. But yeah, they're going to pull out all the stops. Adam normally had a Saturday fireworks show, but they're pushing that one forward to Monday, so he expected should be lighting up the sky.
Yeah, it's a bigger fireworks display than the norm on July 3rd. I think we should bring that to the people on Valley Live if we can't make it. Really, we should incentivize you to come to the game physically and tell you we're not going to show it on Valley Live, but we understand the logistics of it all. You're watching in New York or California. Probably not coming. There's a challenge. It's a strike. So you got the hitter at the plate, Wehler. He whiffs on the challenge. Maybe these guys need to stop challenging Davion Fry. He's 3-for-3 tonight. I know the umpires take pride in this. 2-1 pitch. Sky ball. Left center. Williams on the run. And, oh, it drops between them. A miscommunication as Campos comes flying in. And really, I think, distracted Jet Williams. So Campos missed a ball earlier. And here he gets too close to Williams and causes another miss. It's a tough way for a streak of 7 in a row to be ended.
Well, you say miscommunication. I say no communication out there between the fielders. That's Jet Williams' ball for sure. He has to make the call off there. Campos doing what he can, but he was never told not to. Williams has to give him the stop sign and take charge of that play in center field.
That's a hit, a double, and a check swing to Rudd, and he went around. Now, Ramirez had been cruising right along. Should have had out number two there in his back pocket. Once again, you know, the outfield combination tonight is not your norm. Swing and a miss on a curveball. Well, once Jacob Reimer gets back, Carlos Dominguez get back off the IL sometime around the All-Star break. I'm starting to see Carlos more in the corners. He's really good. Lara can go back. As this ball is hit hard. Nice stop by Hernandez. The pitch off to his pitcher Ramirez for the out, 3-1. Wehler goes down to third.
Hernandez there with a nice glove stop. He's been such a good addition to this lineup, really showing his stuff both as a catcher and a first baseman. And nobody's hitting the ball harder right now than Jose Hernandez, who came into this game with a near 900 OPS.
Here, Hernandez, the Mets' options at first base, probably the most sure-handed. You know, Yero Martinez, I think we can say, has the best reach. But as far as natural movement over there at first base, getting the balls, smoothness, I think Jose has everybody topped. First pitch to Santiago is a ball in the dirt. That's a nice stop by Perozzo. Another good stop.
Yeah, and the addition of Jose Hernandez becomes even more valuable now with the departure of Eduardo Salazar to the IL for a stint. Remember that play up the first base line where he injured his wrist. And you just hope he's able to return quickly.
Fractured thumb for Salazar, so it's going to be a while. 2-0 pitch, a half swing too far for Santiago. Santiago's last two at-bats in this series have gone down as sack flies. He had the go-ahead sack fly in the seventh inning on Thursday. And the sack fly to make it 2-0 here in the second inning today. And he fouls one off to the left. Now it's a 2-2 count. Well, it's out of view. What did they in the Dunning to bullpen? Are they throwing a football? All I see is this. Yeah, they're.
That's
all
exactly
I see
what that is.
Football going back and forth across the top of the wall, out there.
You got to respect the cross training on off days. You know, doesn't have to be a baseball to keep that arm loose.
It's like they're warming somebody up. Well, maybe not. Oh, De Los Santos sticks with it. Good throw, and that will strand the double. So that miscommunication in left center by Williams and Castillo doesn't wind up hurting the Mets in the run department. Just a few extra pitches for Ramirez. Ramirez looking good. Four innings in the books, two runs. Mets trail 2-0.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Mets do not have a hit through three innings. They only have one base runner. Jet Williams leadoff walk. Everybody else has been retired since. Five via strikeout, all because Kendry Rojas is on a heater right now. And the Mets beat him when it really counted in the playoffs last year. They didn't technically beat him, but they got enough. Here's a bunt, and that might go down. We'll see the throw. Save! Wheeler can't believe it. The third baseman's throw a tad late. Villavicencio, a bunt single. Here's a look. I mean, look, this is not a no-hitter in the seventh inning. This is the fourth inning of a close game. So all's fair in love and baseball.
Yeah, bang-bang play there, really close at first. You know, I think we're going to give the tie to the runner on that one. You know, no benefit of replay at the FSL, but it looked like Villavicencio had beat the throw.
So Mets have their first hit, and this ball is crushed deep but pulled foul by Lara. Now, Lara tied the game with the home run in the sixth inning on a Thursday. Leads the team with nine. Only in 47 games. Already done a lot with the glove tonight. Ground ball could be two. Beltre over to DeCastro to first. Yep. 4-6-3.
So nice job by Rojas to induce the weak ground ball there. Custom made for a double play up the middle. Nice turn there at second and strong throw to first. Can't really draw it up any better than that, Adam.
You cannot. So two batters, two outs. Kendry Rojas train keeps steamrolling down the tracks. It's about to say, John, as we get to Peroso the lefty, almost not saying there's pressure on, but the onus has got to be on the Mets' right-handed hitters. Against a pitcher this good right now, it's going to be almost not impossible for lefties to make headway. When the righties come up, they really got to try to do something because you get pitches like that, and these left-handed hitters are just in a very difficult spot with a guy like Rojas. So you had the bunt single from the righty Villavicencio. That was good, but then the double play off the bat of your top hitter puts Vincent Peroso in an unenviable spot. Fouls this one away. Although Perozo's first home run of the year came against the lefty over in Fort Myers. It's not impossible to do damage. Lefty-lefty. This ball pulled foul.
Well, we came to this game looking for team batting to show, you know, show us something. And right now, you know, the Mets as a team are getting up and are getting sat down by Kendry Rojas right now. You know, a very good pitcher on the mound, having a very good game. He's thrown 43 pitches, 32 of them have been for strikes. You know, he's really forcing the issue and keep these hitters off balance. You know, they're just going to have to change up their approach and try to attack him in a different way.
Perozzo hits one deep right field. Salinas going back. He looks up. This one's gone. Bye-bye baseball. Lefty-lefty matchup, no problem. Vincent Perozzo gets the Mets on the board with his fourth home run of the season.
Boy, the lineup looking for a change and a spark. No better way to change a game than with a home run, and they cut the lead in half. Dunedin leads it now 2-1.
Baseball, it's a crazy game, isn't it? Mets getting mowed down by Rojas. You got the lefty-lefty matchup. Puts Perozzo in a bind. Ends up with the long ball just short of the berm. The wind is still breezing in from right as well. He really got a hold of it. Might have been off the light pole. There's a foul off the mask of the catcher Messia by Hernandez. So the bunt single, the double play, and a home run. When have you seen that in an inning? Bunt single to lead off, a double play ball, and a home run. All right.
That's really wild because Perozzo was down to his final strike in the inning and just launched one over the wall.
Just when you think you got baseball figured out, it reminds you that you definitely do not. Perozzo. The home run came on a slider, 102-mile-an-hour exit velocity, 31-degree launch angle. He hit it 383 feet. Would have been a home run in all 30 Major League ballparks. Three balls in the strike.
Now, Perozzo's had an up-and-down season, but he did smack a couple of home runs in June. He's been swinging a much better bat lately. Maybe we're seeing him start to turn the corner.
Now, he can definitely hit. As Hernandez swings and misses for a full count. Still raw defensively as a catcher, but you'd expect that certainly at this level. But yeah, he can do damage with the bat. See, he's got grown man strength. 3-2 to Hernandez, and he will take ball four high. And the double play ball in this inning now really looms pretty large as three of the four Mets hitters have reached base. Without that double play ball, Rojas, as well as he's pitched, might be in trouble.
Absolutely, with a 2-1 score right now. That's the difference in this ballgame.
De Los Santos struck out on three pitches in the second. Let's see if he can make an adjustment like Perozzo did. He gets a fastball for strike one. Fastball, strike two. You wonder if De Los Santos just wasn't expecting those or didn't see it well. Those were two pretty good pitches to try to take a swing at. Fastball grounded into right field for a base hit. Well, he got a third one. Hernandez will go back to second. De Los Santos, a sharp single. Fool me once. Yep, fool me twice. Okay, three times. No. All over the heater. Also, look at this throw from the right fielder. I mean, Salinas, if he throws to second base, Hernandez is out. I don't understand why more teams don't do this. And you got that guy going first to second, takes the wide turn almost every time. Throw goes to third. If it goes back to second, they pick him right there. Anyways, we have a mound visit from Corey Reardon, the pitching coach. As that's now four of five batters in the inning to reach. This is the second time through the order, so the Mets, you know, clearly overmatched first time through, have made the necessary adjustments, and it was no better shown than that at bat by De Los Santos. Saw the same pitch three different times. Third time was all over it. Tying run at second. Go ahead, run at first, and Dairon Campos is up. He struck out in the second inning. And the big home run yesterday, you see the batting average. That's his total time in St. Lucie, but 3-for-8 now since coming back. We'll fly this one in the left field. Falling fast, it's going to be caught by Santiago. That ball looked like it had the chance to drop in. It did not. Campos just misses tying the game. Let's get one back on the Perozzo two-out home run. It's 2-1 through four innings.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Fifth inning. Good pitching matchup tonight. Julian Ramirez, 60 pitches, 41 strikes, a good ratio. Line drive caught at second off the bat of Messia by De Los Santos. One pitch, one out.
Can't ask for a better placement if you're Ramirez. That one, De Los Santos didn't even have to take a step.
It was scorched, fortunately for Ramirez, right at De Los Santos. Kelvin DeCastro takes a strike. Well, I asked in the chat, you know, we have had a lot of fun the last few days with the Denny's stuff. And I said, you know, we love breakfast food, but an actual baseball question would be nice and appreciated. So, Mr. Baseball has chimed in. Who is your personal favorite baseball player? John, I answered this one on your birthday when you were gone. I said Pedro Martinez. I loved Pedro as a kid growing up. Just the competitive fire he had, little guy amongst the big fellas, and never back down. So, I like Pedro. Who was your favorite baseball player growing up?
Oh, this was an easy one for me. Didn't play for my team, although I wished so badly the Mets would reach out and get him when I was younger. But Jim Thome was my favorite baseball player when I was a little kid. I always felt like he was overshadowed during the steroids era, but was never connected to steroids. Just a terrific baseball player. You know, a pure power hitter, one of those three true outcome guys, 600 lifetime home runs. Terrific at drawing walks. You know, had spent, I think, 10 seasons with over 100 walks in his career. And without a doubt, unequivocally, the nicest baseball player that maybe has ever lived. And I think that's a universal opinion by anyone he played with. So, yeah, I always loved Jim Thome. I have a signed ball. Jim Thome at home, it's probably my most prized baseball possession.
You ever get to meet him?
Never. But he has been active since he's left baseball. He's actually the Alumni Association, the Major League Baseball Player Alumni Association president. So he stays around the game. You know, he's always someone who loved baseball, and I'd love to get the chance to meet him if I can.
Back to the top and Tucker Toman. Yeah, I'm trying to think of my time here in St. Lucie, you know, Met spring training. Of course, you get a lot of people coming in and out. You know, Dave Winfield, see him every year with the Players Association. You know, Reggie Jackson makes a stop by. Mike Piazza comes by, of course. Carlos Beltran, he was here the other night. This one's lined out to short. We'll continue this conversation on the other side of the break. It's a 1-2-3 inning. Five solid innings pitched now by Joelmate Ramirez. Halfway point, Mets down a run.
Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The new pitcher on the mound, a lefty, that stays the same. But the new pitcher is Brody Rodney on minor league rehab assignment. As the Blue Jays trotted out three minor league rehab relief pitchers on Wednesday, including Rodney. So he's out there again. The Correll Paz leading off. And he swings and misses at the slider. Well, the starter, Kenji Rojas, was absolutely cruising. 1 point in time, retired 9 in a row, 5 via the strikeout. Mets started to get to him with 2 outs in the 4th inning, a home run, another hit, and a nearly 3rd hit that would have tied the game. And kept the inning going. So Rojas out after 4 innings. And again, he appeared to tweak something on his thigh, hip area. Hamstring on that general spot on the right side. As this pitch is a called strike. Oh, a challenge. Don't do this. Yeah, it's a strike. No, the Mets are out. And this is not, this is about the worst use of the challenge system as we've seen all year. And Perozzo challenged, I think it was a 2-1 pitch. Paz challenges a 1-1 pitch. Jet Williams challenged the first pitch. This is not, these are not counts to be challenging the pitches. They're just not. Ground ball out to second. Beltre throws to first. We've seen games now, you know, this season where a team has used the timeout in a crucial, or used the challenge in a crucial spot and has made a huge difference late in the game. And now that option is poof, gone for the Mets.
Yeah, you really hate to be only through 4.5 innings and be completely out of challenges. Feel terrible if that ended up coming back to bite the Mets later.
The only saving grace for the Mets is that Davian Fry's strike zone, he's 4-for-4 in challenges. So he's called the right pitches. Now they got to hope he continues to do the same. As Rodney has not been scored upon in his 4 relief appearances. Scott Oda, this is his second at-bat. He returned from Brooklyn. He was promoted from Brooklyn after a brief stint with St. Lucie. Then was on the Brooklyn development list. Basically means healthy, not playing. So they made room for other players. And then when Salazar got hurt, that opened up a spot for playing time here in St. Lucie. So they sent him back down to St. Lucie, activated him off the Brooklyn development list, and made him a full-time St. Lucie Met again. if you're Oda, and it's probably realistically better to be playing than sitting on the bench healthy off the roster. That's a long run by Rudd into center field. He makes the play. Two up, two down for Rodney here in the bottom of the fifth.
This appearance from Rodney looking much like his last one. Still hasn't surrendered a run yet in his young season. He's come through eight appearances now without an opponent taking one from him.
Rojas went four innings, three hits, one run, two walks, and five strikeouts. At times, Dunning has started to look to be the most dominant pitcher the Mets maybe have faced this year. Williams has walked and struck out. He takes a called strike. And ball one. Foul strike to it. Sounded like something might have shattered. Uh-oh. Wasn't on this level. One, two, slider outside. Even count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Nobody on. That's down 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth. Fast-moving ball game again. Williams takes high for ball three. With 1 second left, Rodning throws a pitch high for a ball and a challenge. This one by Rodning. It's a ball. Well, Dunedin's done no better than the Mets. They are now 0-2. But at least that one, if you're Rodning, if you get this call, you're out of the inning.
Yeah, this much more valuable challenge to try and get one back on. But so far, Davion Frye undefeated tonight.
I'm trying to think this year. I'd have to do some more research. If an umpire went 6-for-6, I believe it's happened. But Frye is 5-for-5. Five challenges. Everybody's been wrong, except for him. That doesn't mean he's called the perfect game, because there are pitches that he might have missed that were not challenged by either side. But he's having a good game behind the plate. So Williams on first. That's the tying run. Two walks tonight. He's up to 49 on the season. Vivasencio has grounded out and got on board with a bunt single. Each team has three hits. Short lead for Williams. Vivasencio grounds one foul, and it's nothing at two. Vivasencio's claim to fame in this series: the Grand Slam on Wednesday. Takes a ball high, snap throw to first from Messi. That won't be in time. Pitch gets away. Jet doesn't know it, but it gets so far away that he's able to track up to second base. I don't think Williams saw that, because he froze as that pitch rolled to the backstop. Clearly a wild pitch. And now a hit by Vivasencio could very well tie the game. Williams' speed on second base has a good opportunity to score on a hit. Two pitches swung on and missed. A slider. Vivasencio strikes out. No harm of the two-out walk and wild pitch from Rodning, another scoreless inning for him on this rehab assignment. Through five innings, the Blue Jays lead 2-1.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Joey Ramirez out for more fun in the sixth inning. He's throwing 69 pitches. Five innings, three hits, a couple of runs. Just one walk, one strikeout. So, rather efficient outing so far. Down 2-1. His first pitch is a ball low. He's retired six in a row. And 12 of 13. The first three batters in the second reached against him. A double, a single, and a walk. And got a sac fly, and that started this current streak. And he's falling behind Manuel Beltre 2-1. Now you count 2-2. Still have a lot of activity in the chat on the Valley Live Crowd Zone. Just went over the question of our favorite baseball players. For me, Pedro Martinez. For John, Jim Thome. I was telling John that we get a lot of visitors, a lot of former players coming through Port St. Lucie in spring training. There's so many. You know, even visiting teams will bring players by. I believe last year it was. The Astros came up to play the Mets, and one of the color commentators, as this ball is popped up foul, and that's going to be squeezed for out number one.
Number 22, first baseman Ryan McCarty.
Get another look at Perozzo shedding the mask. That's something they've worked with Alvarez on up in New York. Ball is pop foul. The bat goes flying as well, but Jeff Bagwell stopped by a couple years ago. Ozzie Smith has stopped by. So we see all these famous baseball players roll through Clover Park in spring training, but have not seen Jim Thome. But if he does show up, I will alert you, John.
Oh, yeah. I'll come running.
I've not met Pedro Martinez either. David Ortiz, yeah, met him back when I worked with Fort Myers Miracle, as he was in town one day. Actually, he started the 2013 season on the injured list, and he came to the first Fort Myers Miracle game to support his old teammate, Doug Mankiewicz, who was beginning his managerial career with Fort Myers. Of course, they were part of the 04 Red Sox, and he also wanted to see his young friend, Miguel Sano, and bumped into David Ortiz and politely asked him if I could take a photo. Be obliged. It's a fly ball caught by McCarty. I also ran the Fort Myers Miracle merchandise back then, and I gave him a bunch of Miracle hats. He seemed to like that. And I enticed him to take the photo by saying I'd provide him a bunch of free hats for him and his kids.
Oh, I'm sure he would have given it to you anyway. David Ortiz, another one of the nicest guys around. You'll, you know, just always got a smile on his face.
Met a number, another member of that 04 Red Sox team, Derek Lowe in a subway. That's a ground ball foul. Or no, correction, it's lost sight of it here. You know who didn't lose sight of it? Byron Campos. That's a 1-2-3 inning. This is a great start. That's a quality start now for Joelmate Ramirez. I think he's probably done after six, but we'll see. Mets down a run halfway through the sixth.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Second inning of work for Brody Rodning on this rehab assignment. Pitched a scoreless fifth inning, 19 pitches. Did issue a walk. There was a pass ball in the mix as well. Alfredo Lara tied the game in the sixth inning two nights ago. He's leading off the sixth inning right here, down by one. Ground ball right out to the shortstop. He boots it. Beltre sticks with it, then drops it. And that will be an E4. He might have had a chance if it did not drop it there at the end. It was hit so hard, it stuck with it. If he gets it clean right here, he's going to have a 50-50 shot. But 50-50 went to no shot real fast. So Mets have the tying run aboard on an error. It was a key error in the sixth inning yesterday to start the inning. Gave the Mets that extra out, and they turned it into a two-run homer. Oh, Rodning hits Perozzo, and the Mets are in business. First and second, nobody out.
Just a brutal start to the inning for Rodning. Didn't get some help from his defense behind him. Now makes a mistake and plunks Perozzo. So first two men on for St. Lucie. They've got something going here.
One came in fast and hard, and there was nowhere for Perozzo to go. It caught him on that plastic Evo Shield guard, so maybe stunned but not hurt. Here's Hernandez thinking about a bunt. I would not believe that to be in the fold here. Check swing on appeal, didn't go. Got another chat question from the Bally Live crowd zone. How do we feel about the new rules? I like the new rules. I especially like the rules that keep the game moving. There's a mile-high pop-up into shallow left. No infield fly. This is going to be caught by Santiago. That's the Atlanta Braves about an infield fly that distance back in 2012. So Hernandez can't move runners along. He's the first out of the inning, and it brings up Jeffrey De Los Santos. But the pitch clock rule, I think, was met, at least with us who work in minor league baseball, with open arms, at least us broadcasters, and those who had to suffer through the three-and-a-half-hour games in 2021. You know, a single-A game doesn't need to be that long. Major league game doesn't need to be that long. Attention spans are not built for that this century. So, and as far as the other rules, you know, the ABS system, I know we're getting some complaints in the chat that it seems off. Look, we don't know the details of that. I know we've seen some funny ones this week. Catchers lunging and reaching and pitches being called strikes that don't look like it. You know, that's why it's here and not the majors. They got a lot to work out. From what I've read, it seems like that is not changing next year either in the big leagues. So there's still a lot more data and kinks they need to work out. But, yeah, the automated strike zone, to me, it's fine. The pie slice out there, the no shifting, it's fine. This pitch is swung on and missed. I'm one of the guys who, you know, I'm willing to basically try anything once for a season. Not bothered by it. I'm not going to get on a soapbox and pound my fist and saying, you have to carry on the great tradition of, you know, umpires calling all balls and strikes, the managers arguing with the umpires, and that's... This pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. So in the minor leagues, yeah, I'm willing to be the test ground, and I think for us broadcasters at least, who get to see it on a daily basis, it's quite fun to be able to see these things and have baseball test out different ideas and rules. Certainly more fodder for the broadcast. 2-2 pitch. Check swing. Did not go. It's a full count. And a very important pitch about to be delivered. 3-2 with one out in a one-run game. De Los Santos on a two-strike pitch against the lefty last inning. The last at-bat registered a single. And the step-off. That'll reset the clock.
I think that's just a little gamesmanship from Rodney, who wasn't quite ready to throw the pitch, elected to disengage. Smart move.
Three-two pitch in the dirt. That's ball four. That will load the bases, and the Mets have done so without a hit. Error, hit by pitch, and a walk. And Rodning and the Blue Jays making a mess of this inning, and their one-run lead is in jeopardy as Tyrone Campos comes to the plate.
Yeah, unquestionably the biggest spot of the game for either side so far. That's going to induce a conference.
I think it's going to induce a pitching change. Donnie Murphy, manager, out to take the ball from Rodning. Not sure who is warming up next. Going to guess a right-hander. We'll have that after the commercial break.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking. Burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Per usual, the lead broadcaster was wrong. It is a lefty. It's Harry Rutkowski. John tried to save me there going to break, but I didn't catch his cue. Now, Rutkowski, his second appearance of the series, will face Dairon Campos. Bases loaded, one out. Mets down a run. Big sequence in the game. Campos 0 for 2 tonight. Swings and misses. He tried for the grand slam.
Big home run cut right there. No, he's still thinking about that one he launched over the left field wall yesterday.
That was on a hanging curveball. Fouled straight back. Fastball, and now it's nothing and two. So some big swings, but now with two strikes. See if Campos shortens up, make sure that he gets the ball in play. Try to at least tie this game. Rutkowski can really throw anything he'd like here, 0-2. And he throws a fastball for a strike at the knees. Mets have no challenges left, and this is why they needed to keep one. Three-pitch strikeout.
Yeah, you can understand Campos' frustration. That might have been a miss there by Davian Fry. That one looked low and inside.
You could see Fry say he got none left. So, I mean, just put it on a tape, play it for the guys, saying this is why you do not use a challenge other than a two-strike count. So now it's going to leave it to Paz, who is 0 for 2 in a lefty-lefty matchup. He takes ball one.
And Paz not having a particularly good series at all. 1 for 11 so far. Like to see him break out right here.
Ball two. The pitch to Campos was in the strike zone. So if he had used the challenge, he would have lost it. Again, it didn't look like one, but according to StatCast, it was in the strike zone. Mets can complain about that call, but it was a strike. 2-0. Paz will take ball three. And now Rutkowski, for getting that huge strikeout against the righty, is in danger of walking Paz. And I know everybody nowadays gets the green light 3-0, but this is, John, kind of a must-take situation, right?
Almost certainly. In all years leading up to 23, it would be, but you never know anymore. If it's me, I'm going to make him throw me a strike.
3-0 pitch. It's laid over for a strike, and Paz takes it all the way. And if I'm Paz, unless the exact same pitch comes in, I take another. He's got one to play with. Well, he swung and fouled it back. That was in the zone. Well, it's a full count. Rutkowski rallying back. This looks a lot like the Elliot Johnstone at-bat yesterday. Johnstone fell behind 3-0 out of the bullpen with the bases loaded. Came back and got a strikeout. And time called by Paz. Ball four, tie game. Rutkowski missed low. Lara scores, and it's 2-2.
Great eye there by Paz. Able to hold his nerve, watch that one sail low.
That one was a ball.
And we've talked about it before, Adam. If you let a team continue to hang around, oftentimes they come back. Right now, we've got a 2-2 ball game. Mets still threatening.
Mets don't have a hit in the inning. They have a run. This one almost gave up the tie. Credit Messier for saving the 2-2 score. Prevents a wild pitch and Peroso from coming in. So Lara reached on the leadoff error. Peroso walked, or was hit. De Los Santos walked. Paz walked. Now Oda looking for a big hit. 0 for 2. And his return to St. Lucie tonight. Takes the fastball for a strike. Oda did have a home run and 6 driven in his brief time with St. Lucie. Had a lot of injury troubles out of college. Broken elbow. And a slow climb back to playing time for him. He takes ball too low. So he got a good look at the pitches as Paz was at the plate. Seems like he's taken something from that previous at-bat by Paz right to his plate appearance. Two-one pitches popped up a mile high. Looks like Salinas has a beat on it. Nope, it's going to be the center fielder, Rudd. Oda flies out. He drops to 0-3. Bases left loaded. But the Mets do scratch across a run, really thanks to the Blue Jays' inability to play defense and throw a strike. Mets will take it. We got another tight one between the Jays and the Mets.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10-game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
And watching on Bally Live, and get a load of this. Jawome Ramirez is going to be try to become the first Mets pitcher this year in game number 72 to get an out in the seventh, a starter to get out in the seventh. 6 innings has been the most innings pitched by a Mets pitcher this year, done a handful of times. Nobody's gone 7. Nobody's even gone 6 1/3. First pitch is fouled back by Wehler. Well, Ramirez, that was pitch number 79 of the night.
Wouldn't that be something if he's able to get through this inning and put a bow tie on just a terrific outing?
He's retired 8 in a row. Slider for a strike.
Yeah, since that second inning where he was touched up for a couple runs, he's been lights out since.
15 out of 16 retired since that RBI single by Wehler back in the second. Just one double mixed in there, and that, John, remember, was the miscommunication between Williams and Campos. Should have been an easy out. So Blue Jays have been a non-threat. Ground ball heading up the middle, and that's going to get through for a hit, and it might be more as it's going to swirt into the gap. Campos is thrown to second base. Here comes the tag. Safe. Hustle double for Jeffrey Wehler. A worm burner, pass via Vicencio Campos. This was actually a pretty good play by him. It's not quite in time. Wheeler smelled double out of the box, and he got it. So the go-ahead run is in scoring position with nobody out in the seventh, and Gilbert Gomez is going to come out and it looks like make the pitching change.
Just nice work by Wheeler out of the box. Like you said, he was thinking double all the way. And when he saw that Campos would have had to make a turn and a throw, just hustled all the way into second just in time.
Well, Gilbert has not signaled for the bullpen yet, and now he does. So the Mets still do not have a pitcher to get an out in the seventh yet this year, a starter. Ramirez tried. Probably going to be a situation where the first batter got on was the end. So new reliever coming in the game for the Mets, trying to keep it a 2-2 game.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Lefty Luke Bartnicki comes in a crucial spot. He does get a lefty right away in Rudd, but then doesn't get a lefty for a long while. This will be the 12th relief appearance for Bartnicki. Spent some time on the IL early in the season, but leads the Mets with three saves. Well, this is not a save situation, but it feels like a crucial situation. Mets may be expecting a bunt, as Rudd will not show bunt and takes a strike. Well, think about a bunt, because the Blue Jays have shown bunt a lot this series. You got a speedster in Rudd, who's batted at the top of the lineup. Lefty-lefty matchup, all signs would point to a bunt being a good option here. Instead, he will swing away and ground the ball into left field for a base hit. Stop sign goes up for Wehler. And now they have Rudd too far off first, but he dives back in. A base hit for Jaden Rudd. With nobody out, they will not test the arm of Campos. So they're at the corners now for Santiago, the sac fly king. And the game-winning sack fly on Thursday has one tonight. Correction, we have a pinch hitter here. This is Angel Del Rosario. He swings and misses. Del Rosario off the bench and into the game. Takes this pitch. Oh, it goes off the mitt. Not far enough for Wehler to come in, but far enough for Rudd to go to second. So a double, a single, and a wild pitch. Blue Jays prime not just to get one run, but perhaps two. Del Rosario in this series is 3-for-6 in his two games. The double and three RBI, plus a walk. Takes this pitch inside. Quiet has come over Clover Park as the Blue Jays threaten. Mets infield is in. Fly ball, deep left field. Long run for Campos, still going over his head and over the wall. It's a three-run homer. A pinch hit, three-run homer for Angel Del Rosario to put the Blue Jays up 5-2.
Nothing short of a game-changing bomb there from Rosario. We talked about how quickly things can change here at Clover Park, Adam. The Blue Jays open up a 5-2 lead.
Yeah, just when the Mets tie the game, three batters in to the next half inning, a three-run lead for the Blue Jays. But the move by Donnie Murphy sending in Del Rosario to pinch hit. And Santiago had the sac flies, but that is much better than the sac fly. Now Bartnicki has to settle down and basically treat this as a brand new inning. Base is empty, nobody out. Get three outs and get back to the dugout. Ramirez on the hook for that first run. Bartnicki at the next two. Pitch is inside, and I think that's always a bad sign when a pitcher gives up a home run and then walks the very next batter on four.
Well, not a good sign, if anything, for Bartnicki. He's going to have to battle back here. Already seen three runs cross the plate. Has to bear down. Keep this game within reach.
And he misses with the fifth straight pitch to Raquel Bendicastro. Now the final line on Ramirez is still a quality start. Six innings, four hits, three runs, a walk and a strikeout. Through 82 pitches, 58 strikes. ERA sits at a 3.92. Runner goes to second. Throw, the tag on the head, got him. That was a long throw from Perozzo, the catcher. It took a second to get it out. But a very strong throw once he released. And the swipe by De Los Santos caught a piece of Messier.
Yeah, nice job there by the second baseman, able to pick his catcher up.
A pop-up in foul territory. Hernandez has it, and just like that, two outs. Well, this inning finally starting to settle down for the Mets, but after the damage has been done. So this is the fourth game of the series. They've all been good. It was 5-5 in the eighth inning on Wednesday in the opener. It was 3-3 in the seventh on Thursday. It was 2-2 in the sixth inning yesterday. It was 2-2 entering the seventh today. So if you wanted competitive baseball, this is the place to be. Unless the Mets come back, though, that's going to be three of those four tight games going in favor of the Blue Jays. Definitely want to try to split those tight ones. You won't win them all, of course. But you'd like to come out even. 1-1 pitch on Toman. Outside. Bartnicki appearing in a game for the first time since June 22nd. And that was just a one-inning performance. Got a save and a 2-1 win. It was a nine-pitch inning. Closed out a 2-1 victory over Jupiter. That was the final game of the first half. So last Thursday. It's a long time for a reliever, and we've talked about it at length. The Mets have a lot of pitchers backed up due to all the rain, the off days, as this pitch misses for ball four. So Toman takes a walk.
Number seven, second baseman, Manuel Beltran.
This week, things are starting to stabilize somewhat as the weather has been good. This is game four of the series. We're going to make it inning 1-9 in all four without a stoppage. He did have the delayed start in the first game by about 52 minutes. There's a rocket in the center field, a base hit for Beltre. And this long inning continues, Toman up to second base.
Number 22, first
runs, three hits, and two walks given up by Bartnicki in this inning. Two runs of his own have scored, and inherited runner as well. And Ryan McCarty was 0-for-3 is next.
Just hasn't looked sharp so far this appearance, Bartnicki.
Yeah, you'd like, I mean, in a perfect world, you know, you're getting these relievers, most of them at least, two appearances a week. You know, but with the pitching staffs as large as they are, the rehabbers who have come in and eaten up some innings, like Hernandez, or not Hernandez, but Quintana and Reed Foley, Montas, you got your regulars like Bartnicki who have had to sit a week plus. It's just life in the minors sometimes. At the big league level, they'd be going crazy. Here's a pop-up in foul territory and another one wrangled by Hernandez. The inning is over. Two are left stranded, but not before Angel Del Rosario changed this game in a big way with a three-run homer. It's stretch time at Clover Park. Blue Jays lead the Mets 5-2.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Fans hoping for a comeback, also hoping to be on screen there. Do the gritty kid. The suites are full tonight. All three suites on the third level. And, the two suites up here are full as well. That guy's American shirt. Everybody feeling patriotic these next few days. As we start at the bottom of the seventh, Mets looking for a comeback. They face their largest deficit. They also got somebody throwing out stuff on the dugout. Well, that'll bring people to their feet, of course. What are they throwing out down there? Oh, they got a box behind home plate as well.
Looks like some yellow backpacks.
Is it a fanny pack?
Yeah.
See, why don't we get those? Anything that is given away should be brought up here first. So we can show it, like the hat. Well, this is not a giveaway, but remember, we're running out of these. The players are wearing these on the field tonight. And they might wear them on Monday, too. Not quite sure. They should. Fly down the line by Williams, and it's caught by Salinas for the out. And Jet 0-for-2 now. He had drawn two walks. Got a lot going on in the chat in the Valley Live crowd zone. Appreciate everybody chiming in tonight, although it seems like just a few people going crazy in the chat. Unknown Gino's made his return. Mr. Baseball is there. Our friend Mr. Large McHugh, he's upset the last couple of days about the Valley Bucks being cut off. We're sorry about that. They're working on it. Valley's tells us they're working on the trivia and the Bally Bucks. So hang with them. Hang with us. Some guy named The Glue said he likes Kemperman Josh. Now we know it's out of control. We do like Josh. Most times. Josh was up here bragging about the stat you had, John, the 1 in 1,000 chance to get a foul ball. He comes in here bragging, I got 4 foul balls at Roger Dean. I'm like, you think we're going to give you credit for this? We're going to rip you for this one. That's not...
We should ask him if he brought his glove.
Yeah, don't expect us to compliment you, Josh. I mean, it was probably on a day when they closed the gates to the public, and he somehow finagled his way in there. Probably brought his glove. Probably knocked down some children.
Josh, a fan of the adult with a glove to the ballpark strategy.
Now we're a fan of this. Via Vicencio ripping one into the corner and cruising into second with a one-out double. Mets down 3. We'll need more than that, but they'd really like to get Via Vicencio in this inning, at least trim it. So have a new pitcher into the game here. This is Yandri Rojas. He was activated from the injured list today. So maybe this is a pitcher the Mets can take advantage of. Some rust, perhaps. Alfredo Lara certainly can provide some offense. He takes a breaking ball low. Rojas on the season, only 4 games appeared in a +8 ERA. And this is a rocket shot to left field, the base hit for Lara. Here comes the strong throw from Del Rosario. Hello. Now, of course, Gilbert was not going to send Viva since he wanted to hit that sharply, but it's a very nice throw by Del Rosario at left. And here comes Peroso as the tying run as we get another look at Lara's solid hit. Hey, and that's a 7-game hitting streak now.
Couldn't come at a better time. If you're the Mets, this is exactly what you were looking for to start this inning. You know, Vicencio wakes up with a double. Lara continues his good streak of batting. Now with Peroso representing the tying run, the Mets might find themselves right back in this game.
Only one St. Lucie Met has hit 2 home runs in a game this year. It was Junior Tillian. He takes this pitch low. Of course, Tillian long gone. That came here at Clover Park on June 10th against Daytona. Rosso socked the solo shot in the fourth to get the Mets on the board. He goes the other way here and fouls it away for a strike one. At the corners with 1 down, that's trailing by 3. Running out of outs. Not overcome a deficit bigger than 2 in a game this year. And here we are 72 games into the season. They're overdue to update that stat. Rojo fouls 1 away. And Rojas is working ahead of ball and 2 strikes. Two pitch. It kicks away, goes to the backstop. Vicencio screams home and scores. Lara goes to second. Mets get a run back in the bottom of the seventh, and it's now a 2-run game.
Perfect example right there of what can happen when pressure gets to a pitcher. Rojas needing to make a pitch. Ended up kicking to the backstop as he couldn't find his target.
That was a straight spike. Held on to the ball too long. It's 2-2 on Peroso. And time is called. We have a pitch clock violation on Rojas. So, yeah, this is a guy who, coming off the IL, clearly not sharp. Not just with giving up a couple of hits, but a wild pitch. Not in tune with the timer. Mets trying to take advantage of this situation. 3-2 now on Peroso. And he will foul away another. Rojas last appeared in a game. on June 24th, but that was for the FCL team. He's actually pitched more recently than Luke Bartnicki. Last time he pitched in a game for Dunedin, May 6th. Another ball lashed foul. Yeah, pitching at home in the FCL is a little different than pitching at night in a stadium. Fans in the stands against better competition. Perozzo floats one out to shallow right field, and it's caught by Beltre. Well, didn't quite have enough steam on it. A drop over Beltre's head. So Rojas wins that battle in the end. And Jose Hernandez will come up as the tying run. He is 0 for 2 with the walk. Mets have scored to run this inning. Cashing on that one-out double by Villavicencio with Lara at second. The hit could get the Mets within one. A slider strike one from Rojas.
Well, Hernandez came up in a big spot last inning with two men on. Ended up flying out to center field. You know he'd like to change his fortune here tonight and try and drive a run in late.
Ball dips low. 1-1. Slider, strike two. Swing and a miss on the breaking ball. So Rojas rights the ship. Gets the last two batters out. Gives up a run on a wild pitch. The Mets inch closer, but Dunedin maintains a multi-run lead after seven.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
For the early to rise road tripper, the late night truck drivers, blew right through the stop sign there, didn't we, John? Josh was trying to plead his case, and like a good boss, I was trying to hear him out. He wanted to let us know that he did not knock any children over at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium trying to track down foul balls, and he actually gave 3 out of 4 away. So we'll just have to take him at his word. Jojo Rodriguez in the game, another pitcher who has not appeared in quite some time, and he has had to sit on a rough one, folks. John, you were there, I was there too, in a doubleheader at Roger Dean. I think it was a couple of Wednesdays ago, where He only got two outs. He gave up seven hits and seven runs. They were all earned. It's the most runs given up by a Mets pitcher in a game this year. Tied. But only getting two outs. So it's a long time to sit and have to have that as your most recent appearance. Let's hope he's sharper tonight. Getting the game well within reach for the Mets. And he's fallen behind Salinas here. 3-1. And he walked him. Fresh into the game and right to first base. Issues the first runner. Batter. And Salinas was the only batter not to reach in the three-run top of the seventh. And he's on base now. Jeffrey Wehler's had a whale of a game. He's 3-for-3 with two doubles. Two runs, an RBI, and a stolen base. That'll do. And he takes a ball.
Yeah, he's done a great job course correcting in this series. Came in just 1-for-8, but has not made out tonight.
Ball that wraps in for a strike at 93. Some more questions and comments in the chat. Somebody wants to know what our favorite Hannah Montana song is. Not going to answer that one. Just not. Got to draw a line somewhere. That's where it's drawn. Where is cameraman Josh? I said that's where he belongs. Working the camera. Who wins in a broadcaster cage match? John. He's much stronger and in better shape than me. That's an easy one to answer as well. Ball is fouled back. Favorite breakfast food? You just can't stray too far from those Denny's comments.
It always comes back to Denny's.
It always does come back to Denny's. I like a good... casserole. I like a good breakfast casserole. Oh, Mom on Christmas morning has the breakfast casserole with the eggs and toast mixture, bacon, sausage, some broccoli and cheese, and hash browns mixed in.
I'm getting hungry just thinking about
it.
I think for me, Eggs Benedict is my favorite breakfast, especially Florentine style.
Okay. There's Eggs Benedict can get quite creative. Crab Benedict, of course. There's a Berry Fresh Cafe down the street here. They have like a redneck Benedict with corned beef hash and ham. That's good. Lenny's over in Clearwater, the famed restaurant next to the Threshers Philadelphia Phillies Stadium. Alligator.
Ah. Had some gator in my day. Wouldn't be a bad breakfast item.
No, I like alligator. I don't think it's that bad. People say it tastes like chicken. I don't necessarily agree with that. But it doesn't have a disgusting flavor taste to it. It's somewhat chewy, but palatable.
I think it's got a very pleasant flavor, mild even.
There's a line drive base hit in left field for Wehler. He's 4-for-4. The throw to third base will be offline and late. Salinas goes to third. And here come the Blue Jays again. They have runners at the corners with nobody out. And it's unfortunately deja vu for JoJo Rodriguez. And more trouble. Blue Jays up to 8 hits now. They were held. It was a 2-2 game with each team having 3 hits through 6 innings. So the Blue Jays have taken over here. Starting with the double, single, three-run homer consecutively in the seventh. A walk and a single here in the eighth inning. And the Mets bullpen let the game get away on Wednesday and again on Thursday. And it's heading that direction on this Saturday night. Bullpen held serve yesterday with Montas and Saul Garcia. Runner goes to second. Throw is flung high. Great snag by Vivasencio. That prevents Salinas from running home on a ball into center field. Wehler continuing to run wild. Boy, when you're hot, you're hot. One pitch is cracked deep right center field by Rudd. Long way to go for Paz. He reaches up and hauls it in. Both runners are going to tag. The long throw by Paz is cut off by Vivasencio. A badly needed out. Could have been a lot worse as Rudd got a hold of it. One of the deepest parts of the park, plus the wind blowing in still, helps Paz get to it. Salinas tags up and scores to make it 6-3. This is a really good running catch.
Yeah, Rudd got a full piece of that one, sending that one to the track. It's more good fundamentals on display by Dunedin. It's been a week's worth of fundamentals so far against St. Lucie. They've been taking it to him, you know, with sacrifice flies, a lot of stolen bases, bunts for singles, bunts to move guys over. They've just been using every part of this ballpark.
Mets infield is in with Wehler at third. A strike is delivered to Del Rosario, man of the hour, the pinch hit three-run homer. In the seventh, break a 2-2 tie. Swings and misses at the slider. Curious to see how hard Rudd hit that ball. As I'm in Dunedin, for the fans that don't know, Dunedin, that's a small ballpark. That would have been a home run over there at TD Ballpark. Exit velocity was 98 miles an hour. Hit it 379 feet. That would have been a home run in nine major league parks, certainly at TD Ballpark. Ground ball up the middle, and it's off the glove of De Los Santos, trickles into center field. Here comes Del Rosario to second, and he will reach. And it's going to be a deflected RBI double for Del Rosario. He's got four RBI. Coming off the bench, Wehler scores to make it 7-3.
Everything just going wrong every which way right now for the Mets. The last couple innings, giving up five runs between the two in what used to be a 2-2 ball game.
Not much soft contact here either between the sharp single by Wehler and a long sack fly by Rudd. Del Rosario seemed to get a good piece of that and stopped momentum off the mound. So another tough late game by the Mets bullpen. Just have to wonder how these long breaks for these pitchers have played into this week. Hopefully, as we start up here in July, the weather stays like it is and we can get more games in, less doubleheaders, less rehab pitchers, play more consistently, and guys can pitch, you know, if not twice a week, twice a series, at least twice within a 7-day, 8-day span instead of this week and a half plus. A blind steal coming as Del Rosario goes to third base. Rodriguez could have stepped off really at any point and thrown over. Del Rosario just quietly goes down to third. He was over halfway there before the pitch was even being delivered.
And that's not the first time we've seen that this week. Blind steal of third base. Rodriguez just not paying any attention to the runner at second. And Del Rosario, easy swipe there.
Well, the infield is back in. Curveball gets in for a strike. One, two to Messia. And he strikes out swinging on the slider. Much needed strikeout. The second out of the inning. Del Rosario at third. More the curveball. Kelvin DeCastro 0 for 3. Now into the few Blue Jays who hasn't done much. Takes this pitch high. Cameraman Josh tells us that Miguel Alfonseca is throwing in the bullpen. Hey, thanks, Josh. We appreciate your service and your efforts. We really, really like you.
Josh isn't going to know you're talking to him. He's going to think you're talking to somebody else.
It's true. There are a lot of Joshes around here. There's a lot of Joshes and Johns around here. Poor other cameraman. Well, good for him, actually. John P., our other cameraman down at low third, he doesn't get a... he's kind of protected down there. He's not in the line of fire up here where we are. We can just rip each other to shreds. On air, off the air.
I think that's exactly how John likes it.
Yeah.
Stay out of the action.
He comes up here after the game. What happened, guys? they went crazy in the chat. Adam and Josh went at it between innings like usual. The norm. I do want some Eggs Benedict now. I'll take any Eggs Benedict. Pitches inside for ball four. Four pitch walk. Castro on base. Looking into the Mets dugout. Gilbert Gomez giving some defensive signs, so no help coming, even though Alfonseca is throwing. Back to the top and Toman. Runners at the corners. This game is, I won't call it out of hand yet, but we're getting to that stage where another hit or two and you start talking about 8-9-3 and be asking a lot to overcome. Runner goes, no throw, another stolen base. We'll lose track of all these stolen bases. That was the fifth of the night. Pitch is a strike. Again, Dunedin came in with 12 stolen bases and 14 tries in this series. And this is looking a lot like the series the Mets played at the end of April in Clearwater. Clearwater went 24 out of 26 in that series and won all six games, just uber aggressive, and the Mets just could not combat it. This ball is fouled away, and that almost got our buddy Art down there running the boss computer. One and two on Toman, who is 0 for 3. Didn't draw a walk in the seventh. He's had a pretty quiet series. Blue Jays, number 5 prospect, second round pick last year. He was taken just behind Nick Morabito, who might be with St. Lucie at some time this half. He's having a really good start over in the FCL. I think he had 3 hits today. Might have been a home run shy of the cycle. We've got to check that. Well, Toman chases badly and strikes out. And at long last, the eighth inning is over. 2 runs score, 2 more are stranded. Mets have their work cut out for them, getting late in this game, trailing by 4 in the middle of the eighth inning.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yandri Rojas off the injured list. Had a three-run inning when he appeared in the seventh, gave up one. Now he's got a four-run lead in his second inning, facing Jeffrey De Los Santos. There's Rojas, first pitch. Swung on and missed. By the way, I mentioned Nick Morabito, met second-round draft pick last year. Got off to a late start. Some health issues. All good now, though. He went 3-for-5 today for the FCL Mets as they won 8-4. Of course, we pay attention to those guys because they are the future St. Lucie Mets. They're off to a good start. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Of course, the Mets getting a boost from Luis Castillo and Dairon Campos the last couple of days, coming over from the FCL. The FCL Mets currently 11-7, percentage points ahead of the FCL Marlins for first place. They've won two in a row. Santos, a hard chopper, nice snag at first base by Santiago, or McCarty rather, flips it off to Rojas. McCarty let this ball get deep. Sometimes it takes that top spin and nearly shoots off, but not that time. There's the aforementioned Campos, who's 0-for-3, trying for a three-game hit streak in his return to St. Lucie. Nubs one up the first base side. The pitcher, Rojas, takes it himself. One unassisted. Two gone in the eighth.
Number 45, right fielder, Cabrera Paz.
Tango Whiskey on the chat wants us to discuss Big Boys, Caverts, or Denny's. What's a Caverts?
I think he was going for Culver's.
Culver's? Oh.
I think that's a typo.
Okay. Culver's doesn't really fit into that category, does it? You ever been to a Big Boys? That's a northern thing.
I've not been to a Big Boy.
I've been to a Big Boys, but that was back when I was a child. And, yeah, from what I remembered, it was just like a diner, restaurant, Denny's, Friendly's place. Actually, I loved those places as a kid. We will discuss in the ninth as Paz grounds out. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Yandri Rojas.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
It's a Florida State League out-of-town scoreboard. Look at Daytona up 8-2. So the Mets fortunate yesterday to get a game on Daytona. Mets entered yesterday back 3.5. Daytona was up 3-0 in the ninth inning yesterday. Lost 4-3. Tampa 4 runs in the bottom of the ninth. The Mets gained a game, but might be giving that game right back. That's a sign of a good team if Daytona's going to blow a game like that and then come back the next day and take an 8-2 lead. Might be a different feel than what happened to them in the first half as Alfonseca gives up a sharp hit to Beltre to lead off the ninth. Remember, Daytona started the first half 5-0. And then went into a tailspin, lost 18 of 22. That team remains largely unchanged. So that's a chance for them to get off to another 5-0 start and not let it unravel. You would think that maybe after last night's terrible loss, maybe it would lead to a two-game losing streak, but it would appear not. Meanwhile, Tampa from May 20th to the end of the first half, had the best record in the FSL. And they've gotten off to a terrible start in the second half. So Tampa almost in the same boat as the St. Lucie Mets. A bad start in the first half, essentially out of contention. Hopeful for a better second half. Great finish to the first half to give them hope, but just like the Mets, not quite the start Tampa had envisioned. But it's early. You don't want it to become early late. Or become late early. Did I get that right? Yes. You don't want it to become late early. Got to remember the halves are 66 games, so if you have a 10-game stretch of, you know, going 1-9, 2-8, that's almost too much to overcome. Here's a hit by pitch. Cardi takes one in near the hands. Another reliever struggling here for the Mets. First it was Bartnicki. He went an inning, giving up 3 hits and 2 runs with 2 walks. Rodriguez an inning, 2 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks. And now Alfonseca's got a lot of work to do if he wants a scoreless appearance. Now the Mets, the search really continues for that. I won't say regular, because it's hard to be regular when you've had all the rainouts and the rehabs, but a normal reliever to be a lockdown guy. You know, I don't consider, as this ball is fouled away, you don't consider Saul Garcia to be a normal reliever because he's going to piggyback a starter once a week. He's essentially a secondary starter. You know, same goes for, you know, a Christopher Vasquez. So Felipe De La Cruz has been in the same boat. But if you're true relief pitchers, who from the Mets in the second half can step up? We had Eli Ankeny for a hot minute, but the thing we've discussed about it in the past too, when you're a reliever and you dominate, you move on pretty quickly. So the fact that Ankeny was so good, you just hope you can take advantage of him while he's here, and the Mets did. You think back to the 10th inning of a game he appeared in, inheriting a runner on second base, keeping that runner from scoring, and the Mets win in the bottom of the 10th. Now, who out there for the Mets can be that Eli Ankeny type? I mean, Jimmy Loper, we talked about it, he had a great appearance the other night. He gave up an unfortunate 2-run single on a misplaced fastball to allow 2 inherited runners to score, but otherwise he was lights out. But can you get Alfonseca, Rodriguez, some of these guys who have, you know, arms who can throw hard but just haven't quite put it together yet, can you find a gem in here in the second half? Because you're going to need to. The bullpen, of course, is a huge part of the game. For 3-2 pitch is fouled away by Salinas. We liked what we saw the other night from Luis A. Rodriguez. Bailey Reed had a good inning the other night. Elliot Johnstone has been battling a tender ankle. He has not really gotten a chance to show off. A long outing. There's a crack and a deep left by Salinas. Campos on the track reaches up and makes the catch. Here comes a tag to third. Sliding in safely is Beltre. Salinas retired, but not before giving the Mets a scare. At the corners for Wehler, bidding for a five-hit game. 4-for-4 with two doubles, two singles, three runs, a couple of stolen bases, an RBI. It's a massive performance for him tonight. It's his current average of .353. He entered .267. He might go over 100 points in one game. He's only been around for 11 games. He swings and misses. Fastball at 93.
Yeah, but even in that short time span, you can see why they put a lot of stock into this kid. He's been terrific tonight and really shows all the promising makings of a major league ball player.
The long hair, the beard, got the pants that are torn up, dirty. And he looks like a ball player. Inside. All the ball. Fans want that to be a strike. Reminder, the Mets have long since been out of challenges. Blue Jays have been hanging on to that last one for a few innings now. 2-2 pitch is hit deep left field by Wehler. Has he got a five-hit game? Yes. Just out of the reach of Campos. He's trying for a triple. One run is in. Here comes Villavicencio's throw. No, he holds it. Jeffrey Wehler, 5-for-5. Add a triple to his night. 9-3 Blue Jays. They've blown it wide open against this Mets beleaguered bullpen.
Just unbelievable stuff from Wehler. What a night.
And this is the single best game anybody's had against the Mets all season.
Yeah, still early in his young career, but you can imagine he's going to remember this one probably the rest of his minor league career.
Five-hit games don't come around that often. Had one for the Mets this year, I believe. Actually, we have not. We've had Reimer get on base five times, a couple of different games. Ryland Thomas had a four-hit game for the Mets. That has been the max for the St. Lucie side. It's three straight relievers giving up two runs. That's not going to cut it. 2-2 game. Relief Corps lets it get out of hand. Jawilmy Ramirez, six innings, two runs. Came out for the seventh. Allowed a ground ball double for the first batter. Was taken out, and Bartnicki took over. Served up a three-run homer. Rodriguez all over the map. Two runs. Two-run appearance here by Alfonseca. He has a lot of work to do if he wants to keep it to two. Rudd has walked at a sac fly. He singled. 2-2 pitches, a tapper over the mound. Villavicencio will field it, throw to first for the second out, run scores, and it's double digits for the Blue Jays. 10-3. Hard to believe, John, this game went to the seventh inning, tied 2-2.
And that big blue train just keeps on chugging at them. They have not slowed down since the seventh inning.
3-2-3 in the last three innings. Breaking ball for a strike to Del Rosario, who he really got it started, didn't he, with the three-run pinch hit homer.
Yeah, opened the floodgates.
And he got an RBI double the next time up. Pitches a ball low. Fastball hits the corner at 94.
But I think that just goes to show you, Adam, you know, look at tonight, you know, is it an incomplete game, another one put on by the Mets. They haven't been able to go 1-9 and finish off games that they've played close throughout.
Fastball, a strike at the knees.
You know, and that's of course the difference between a good club and a bad one. You know, when you get into these close games, who's going to be able to, you know, to dig down deep enough to find the stuff needed to get the job done. And this series, so far, it's been the Blue Jays.
Yeah, all four games in the series tied in the sixth inning or later, and the Blue Jays are likely to win three of those four games, unless the Mets can throw up a seventh spot in the bottom of the ninth.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Some more scores for you.
Best tailgate.
Daytona is going to go on to beat Tampa tonight. Likely go 6-1. Drop the Mets back to 3.5 games behind first. Lakeland, the Mets' next opponent, up 2-0 in the third. Wonder if we got some weather issues there in Lakeland. We usually do in the middle of the state. Jupiter's beating Palm Beach 10-3. Palm Beach win the first half. A couple of guys promoted to the high A, Peoria. And Palm Beach is struggling now. They're going to drop to 1-5. Curious to see if they can, what kind of team they'll field in the playoffs. Bradenton's up 6-3 at home against Clearwater. Clearwater's up 3-0 in that series. Here's Rojas trying to finish this game out. It's a save chance. Go three innings. He's facing Scott Oda, who's had a very quiet return. 0-3. He came to the plate with the bases loaded, tie game in the sixth inning. A shallow flyout. I wonder if there's a hit there, if the Mets have a different story to tell. And Oda fooled on the pitch. He strikes out swinging.
Number
Remember when Rojas entered the game, it was 5-2. He gave up a quick run on a wild pitch. He looked all over the place, had the pitch time violation. He's now set down six straight. Back to the top, and Jet Williams, who's 0-2 with a pair of walks. Breaking ball, strike one. Had some fireworks shooting off in the distance. I caught that in the broadcast last half inning. Ball is pulled into left field. Diving attempt. Is it a catch? Yes! Del Rosario. Added to the resume for him tonight. Diving catch, robbing Jet Williams of a hit. Go ahead, three-run homer. And now a run or a hit-saving catch. Yep, right in there.
Just a terrific defensive play. Everything coming up Blue Jays in these late innings.
Mets one out to go. Disappointing turn tonight. Falling behind 2-0. Coming back to tie the game right in the thick of it. And it has gone south in a hurry. Rojas throws one low. Villavicencio, before this night is done, trying to register a three-hit game. Sparked the offense with a double in the seventh. Scored to make it 5-3, and he does have a three-hit game. Good swing. An offering at 79 miles an hour. Two-out base knock.
Nice job there by Villavicencio. Trying to turn his series around. Came into yesterday. 0 for his first seven.
Also trying to get off to a better start in July. He had a great May at 299. And he slumped in June, hit 188. And that grand slam was the high point of the month. Now starting July with a three-hit game. I haven't talked about this. The Mets, they are 13-12 in June. And I say it in the present tense because they have that suspended game hanging out there that's going to count towards their June record, which they trail 1-0 in the fourth inning. They got the tying run on second, the go-ahead run on first, one out. And that game against Jupiter is going to resume here on July 14th. And then Jupiter's going to be the home team. Mets will stay in their home dugout, but that will wrap up June officially. What else is on the line in that series, in that game? The Mets can have a winning month, and if they win that game, that will mean a non-losing series. That would be a 3-3 series split. And the Mets haven't lost a series in their last five. And now that will change if Jupiter wins that game. But it's an awkward situation there. That game being suspended last Sunday. Pop-up foul. But you know, what else is new? The Mets have had five games suspended this year. There's likely to be more. Look at the long-range... Yeah, there's the note. Again, it's a 1-0 Jupiter lead in that game. Top of the fourth, first and second, one out. That is the first day back after the All-Star break. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday series. Rojas a strike away. From ending the night, not on this pitch, it's a full count on Lara, who was 1-for-4. He's ended his streak to seven games with the base hit in the seventh inning. Also has struck out, into a double play, and reached on an error. Now Villavicencio not being held on, he'll go on the 3-2. Breaking ball, missed low. There's a challenge left for the Blue Jays, I believe. I missed one, which is quite possible. Stat padding time. Rosa will come up. Lara is on base for the second straight time. Rosa, home run in the fourth, hit by a pitch in the sixth. 1-for-3. First pitch, yanked foul. The reason we have to continue that suspended game against Jupiter here at Clover Park is because the Mets don't go to Jupiter again this year. So it's in the second half. It's not canceled. The game has to be made up. So we're not going back down there to finish it out on an off day. So that tends to happen sometimes. You have to complete a suspended game at somebody else's stadium.
Just one of the unique things about playing in single-A baseball here in the FSL. I think it's a lot of fun. You don't really have the option to go down to Roger Dean once again. If you can tack it on here to another game and the Mets are willing, which they certainly are, why not?
League rules state that's the way it is. And that's happened already this year. I know in single-A you got I think Brooklyn had some games rained out early on the road in North Carolina when those Carolina teams came up north to Brooklyn. I believe they played a doubleheader. Brooklyn has a road team and a home team. Ground ball the first. This should do it. Riccardi will take it himself. That retires Perozzo, and it ends the game. And the Dunedin Blue Jays win game four this series by a score of 10-3. They did absolute work against the Mets bullpen. The final three innings, they cracked out seven hits and seven runs to break a 2-2 tie. One of those runs charged to the Mets starter Ramirez. That all equals up to 10. The Blue Jays form the happy high five line for the third time in 4 days here at Clover Park. Winning pitcher tonight will be Harry Rakowski. Losing pitcher is Jawilmy Ramirez. That's a tough one, as it feels like somebody in the relief corps should have been handed a loss, not Jawilmy, who actually made a quality start. Rojas gets credit for a save. He went the final three innings. And the Mets have a lot of work to do, especially in that bullpen. If they want to continue their streak of not losing series, they need to find a way to win the final two games on Sunday and Monday. We'll take a break, come back with the post-game show to wrap up Dunedin's 10-3 win.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutta Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutta Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald. Mets postgame live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam McDonald, John DeStefano with you from top of the action, fourth floor broadcasting booth, wrapping up Blue Jays' 10-3 win over the Mets. Mets now will fall to 2-4 in the second half. Not the start they wanted. 26-45 overall. They're going to be 3.5 games behind Daytona for first place. Dunedin will improve to 4-3 in the second half. 36-37 overall. Looks like they got a chance to get within one game of West leading Clearwater. Story of this game was the Mets bullpen. As Bartnicki came in with the 2-2 game and could not hold it, and then the other two guys let go of the rope, and Dunedin got some good relief appearances from Rodning, Rakowski, and Rojas as we start to roll through the highlight package of tonight's game. It's going to be heavy on the Blue Jays. Here's a double to start off the second inning as Dairon Campos misplayed it, started in, should have gone back. Roque Salinas gets on base. The next batter, Jeffrey Wehler, the first of his five hits. That drives in a run, and it's 1-0 Jays. Ramirez would then walk a batter, allow a balk, and a sac fly. Good running catch there by Paz, but it will not prevent the sac fly from Santiago. That brought in Wehler, made it 2-0. Ramirez, after that, he was awesome. He retired 15 out of 16 at one point with just a misplayed fly ball, being the only base runner in that span. Meanwhile, the Mets couldn't do much against the starter, Rojas. Kenji Rojas, who got roughed up by the Mets in game one of the FSL Championship last year, had retired 9 in a row at one point with 5 strikeouts, but with 2 outs in the fourth, he serves up a 2-strike home run to Vincent Perozzo. That makes it 2-1. It was Perozzo's fourth of the season, his second against a lefty. There's a good catch by Villavicencio. A lot of soft contact induced against Ramirez, who actually pitched into the seventh inning. That's a bases-loaded walk drawn by Karell Pass in the sixth inning. Made it a 2-2 game. But then Del Rosario leaves the yard, pinch hitting, cold off the bench. Luke Bartnicki's pitch didn't get inside enough. It's a 3-run homer. That'll make it a 5-2 game. The Blue Jays were just getting started against the Mets bullpen with that one. Later in the inning, I don't know if he had a missed sign there, but there's the slow-footed catcher Messia caught stealing, even with the almost double clutch by Perozzo. Wild pitch brings in a run. The Mets had hope there. That was Villavicencio. He doubled in the inning, went to third, and then came home on a ground out. That made it 5-3 in the seventh. Mets had a chance, but the Blue Jays would just continue to pelt away at the Mets bullpen. That was a long sack fly by Rudd. It was fortunate that it was not worse than that. Here's a hustle double by Del Rosario, his fourth RBI. Again, the guy pinch hit. This started to break the game further open. That made it 7-3. Here's Wehler with the two-run triple for his fifth hit of the night. Ends up with 8 total bases. 2 runs are in. That makes it a 9-3 game. Thumbs up from Wehler. He would then score on this ground out by Rudd. Also had a good game, 2 RBI for Rudd. That made it 10-3. And the Mets last out of the game here. Perozzo had a home run and hit by a pitch, but grounds out as Rojas did a good job to end it. So the two Rojases ended up pitching pretty well for the Blue Jays. Kendry to start, and then it was Yandre to finish. They combined for 6 of the innings, or 7 of the innings in the game. And, John, it just really wasn't the Mets' night out of the bullpen. And that means tomorrow, whoever comes out of there is going to have to pitch much better, have to do like Montas and Saul Garcia did yesterday.
Yeah, there's just no two ways about it. It's really tough to win a game that you give up 10 runs. You know, the bullpen just was not effective. But they're going to have to come back out tomorrow. This series isn't over. You know, it's a 3-1 series right now. They still have a chance to defend home turf, and that has to be the message going into the clubhouse. You know, they're still at home. You still figure they have the advantage over the Blue Jays, and they haven't folded in series. You talked about it earlier. They're able to finish off this series and get a pair of wins and beat Jupiter in that resume game. That would be 5 series in a row, now 6, that they didn't lose. So being able to weather the storm, not roll over and die when the chips are down, that's going to be really important for this team going forward.
Mets are 4-3 at home on Sunday, so they do have that going for them, although it's been a little while since we've had a Sunday home game. The last one was a loss to Daytona. And then, of course, we all know Monday night, this place is going to be electric. Big crowd, should be good energy for the team. So we'll see if they can get a win tomorrow and then use that energy on Monday to perhaps get a series split. Well, folks, that's about it from Clover Park. As we look ahead to tomorrow, it's a quick turnaround. It is a 12:10 start tomorrow. Weather looks promising. We'll go airtime on Bally Live at high noon. Once again, thanks to everybody in the chat for participating tonight. That was fun, and we'll hopefully continue to do that throughout the second half. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Clover Park, the Dunedin Blue Jays 10, the St. Lucie Mets 3. For John DeStefano, I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Saturday night. We hope all of you out there watching on Bally Live have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.